What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother DJ Acting Up. Brother, can you please introduce yourself, tell the people who you are and where you're from?
Well, yes, man. I'm DJ Acting Up, Coalition DJs Philly, man. I'm from South Jersey, Vineland, New Jersey, to be exact, but I cater to the Atlantic City area and the whole tri-state area. We locked in everywhere, really.
Awesome, bro. We're really excited to have you on the My DJ Story podcast. So we want to jump right into your story as a DJ in the game. Talk to us a little bit about how you got started and walk us through some of the beginning days.
Man, this is a real rough story because music actually saved my life, literally. And DJing and just really saved my life. I was misfortunate in 2006. I've been a tattoo artist by trade. At this time, I was like probably 10, 12 years in as a tattoo artist, traveling, doing all the biker events, stuff like that. I had a house in Florida. Somebody actually broke into my house. I actually almost got lethal injection at that time, being that Florida is a self-defense state, ended up beating the case, and I'm here today. And then I came back to New Jersey from Florida after that mishap. Unfortunately, I almost lost my life, and I came back tattooing. And basically tattooing, and you know, I just got to a point like somebody come and ask you for a tattoo, and then you'd be like, all right, well, let me get 300, let me get 350. I mean, you could basically cover somebody's whole arm, half an arm, or whatever the case may be. They'll be like, oh, I got like $150 for it. And then I get done the tattoo, and then they'd be like, oh, let's go to the board. Then we go to the board, and they'd be like, oh, I'm buying a round of drinks for everybody. You feel me? I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you just told me, you know what I mean? And this is on your body for the rest of your life. And, you know, I'm up there in the tattoo world at that point, you know? So it's like I was tattooing one of my homies at his house, and he had this old school, you know, the big speaker boxes with the CDs with the little dial in the middle. It's sitting in his house, you know, that's more for like doing weddings and stuff like that. Basically, I never even DJed before. I DJed like here and there, but nothing like that. So, I mean, at this point in my life, so I seen it, and then I was like, you know what? Let me buy that off of you. You know what I mean? So I bought that off of him. And the next day, one of my friends, you know, I had posted it on the Facebook, whatever. One of my friends was having a backyard barbecue birthday little event. They was like, yo, why don't you come bring it through over here? And I didn't even have a driver's license at that time. So I had to have clients pick me up and drop me off with these big old 18-inch speakers and these boxes and this big old heavy. And they would come pick me up at my house and help me load it up in their vehicle. So anyway, so we did the backyard barbecue. At the same time, I had a friend of mine. He had DJ, but didn't have no equipment. He was DJing at this club where you had to bring your own equipment. So basically, he called me up. I'm talking about literally today. I bought the equipment. The next day, I did the barbecue. And at that barbecue, the man called me up. Was like, yo, I need a little help. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no equipment. So he's like, yo, can you come bring me, come with the equipment, bring it over there? I'm like, all right, cool. But I just got it. He don't know how to use it. So I set it up, so now I'm showing him how to use it. In the mix of me showing him how to use it, I'm like, all right, well, this is your event. You got DJ now. So go ahead. I showed you what to do. It's easy because it was, you know, a little easy stuff. So anyway, he started DJing and his selection of music. I guess people started catching a cab and leaving the place. So the guys that hired him actually was like, it was a couple, married couple. They was actually like, yo, take him off of there and go over there and pick this party back up. So I did that. So they fired him and booked me. And that was my man. Feel me? So then it was like, all right. So from there, I was just in the club. But back in 2004, I mean, that happened in like 2009. That's when I started this career that's when I started my journey in this career in 2009 actually. But in 2004 I actually was hanging around in Atlantic City at the Super Club that was called Studio 6 Club True at that time. And but this is when I actually first started getting into the DJing. So like the owners of the place, they had some Black Suit Mafia people in there, and his name was Tommy. They was having a meeting, so he was like, go over there, just go play some music on the DJ table. It was like a deck outside where everybody smoke at, you know what I'm saying? That's when they shut down smoking inside. You had to go out on the deck. And he was just like, yo, go up there and just play some music while we talk, because he ain't want, you know what I mean, me into the conversation. So, and the mix of me being up there just playing some music and just playing music, one of his Black Suit Mafia dudes was like, who is this guy? And I'm like, the owner was like, nobody. I just a friend of mine. I'm just having him up there go play some music while we took. I don't want him to listen in. And then he was like, nah, but he's good. And then from there, they booked me there at the Super Club. And I was getting paid from that. But then, you know, my journey went and I stopped doing that. And then I went down to Florida, and then that journey proceeded. But this is how I got my actual business started as a DJ acting up. You know what I'm saying? That mobile DJ, club DJ, you know, whatever DJ. And then like that was 2009. So recently we're going to fast forward. I've done tons of things, tons of celebrities in between, and different platforms that I would never even imagine. Like now we're at the point where I'm at now. I'm like 13, 14 years in now or more. And now it's like a dream, because it's like everybody that I grew up watching on TV, that I grew up with on BET, on MTV or whatever, it's like now I'm hanging with them on the daily. We're chilling, we're vibing out, drinking. I got shows, and we're making money together. Like, I'm actually getting money off these people that I watch on TV. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being part of Coalition DJs now, we originated in Atlanta. If nobody knows what Coalition DJs is, you can look it up. We Google it. It originated in Atlanta. And if anybody ever watched Versus right now, we're the only team of DJs that got shouted out on Versus. That's it. It was DJ Funky and the Coalition DJs. The DJ Funky, Big X, and rest in peace, Londo, started Coalition 13 years ago. And we're responsible for breaking out anybody in the music industry in the last 13 years. Wow. So we have 17 different chapters. If you read the flyer behind me, we got 16 different markets to expose your music, because we got 16 different states, 16 different chapters. And this became a big thing now. And it's like we got a connection in a coalition with Def Jam label. So wow. It's Coalition and Def Jam. So it's a bunch of stuff going on. We're being part of a coalition. We're just one chapter. And there's 15 DJs on my chapter alone. You know, we're all out there shaking and moving. You have to be active DJs in clubs, radio stations, out there. You got to be out there. So I travel. I do all celebrities. I just did Young Dro like 3 weeks ago over here in Philadelphia. I just did Freeway, Beanie, Siegel, Griselda Boys, you know, Benny the Butcher, all that just this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm headed down to Atlanta actually tomorrow, because I got a show Wednesday with Rock Nation and Sony. They're giving out $25,000 in grand prizes. So, in the meantime, in between time, I'm also doing, like, little parties. I don't care if you got new shoelaces, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm beginning the big money parties, and no amount of money is too much or too little, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to budget for the budget people, and you know you got your budget for the, you know, celebrity status and all of that. So
wow, bro. Yeah. That is an amazing intro, man. You said, you know, DJing and music saved your life, and then yeah, you went from the tattoo world into the music and DJ industry, and you had your big break to 2009, and from there on you just been hitting the ground running, bro. And you've accomplished a lot in 13 years, bro. You've accomplished so much that many people, you know, will not accomplish in their lifetime as a DJ. So congrats to you, man. I would love to dive deeper into one. You spoke about Coalition DJs. I would love for you to talk about, you know, what it means to be in a DJ group and why people should look into, you know, Coalition and other DJ groups out there, and just the benefit of being in a group.
Well, I can't speak for other coalition or other DJ teams. I mean, at one point in my life, I was part of one of the vice president to the International DJ Cafe, which is another team of coalition. But that's more like, it's more of a network of, or a union of DJs that are international from everywhere. We had that just like at whatever level DJ you're at, like beginning to celebrity sessions, we all come together, we rock out 20 minutes. Everybody gets a 20 minute session, you rock out. And actually you come humble because that's where you learn, because all the DJs get together like, listen, you did good here, but you got to do this to do this and improve this. And you take that in, and that's what got me all the way to where I'm at today. Because when I came in the game, I faked it till I make it. I didn't even know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? And just by being around all the DJs and just going out and watching and listening and just watching and observing. But here's the kicker. At the same time, we're going to fast forward to 2016. One day I wake up and I say, I want to be a barber. And I go to barber school and I get my barber degree. And here we are, 2021. People think I'm cutting hair for 30 years, because I cut with the best of them right now too. On top of that, at the same time, learning everything I got to learn with the DJing. So they say you can't do everything. You know, you say they were like, oh, you got to pick one thing. Like, you can't tattoo, you can't DJ and cut hair at the same time. But here you go. I'm 4 or 5 years strong, cutting hair with the best tattoo shops in South Jersey, with the people who are winning awards and everything. Like, me being a tattoo artist, I'm like, you know what? I'm an artist everywhere. DJing is an art. Tattooing is art. Barbering is more art than all of that. You gotta have it. So I knew I was gonna be good with designs, so I had to learn to fade before I went into design work. So now I'm cutting with the best of them. People are giving me $100-$150 a haircut, you know, and it's like, I'm only charging you $20-$25 and you're handing me $150. That's amazing to me, you feel me? So then the same thing with the DJing. So now I'm just a multi-talented person, bro. And on top of that, I got like 5 regular jobs on top of that.
Hey, man, I'm Jamaican, so I appreciate the 5-job kind of philosophy. I assure that you are very talented, brother. Like, it's not easy to do all those things and to do them all well. You know, a lot of people are sometimes they try to juggle things, but then, you know, the ball's dropping on some of these and it's like they're not doing it more. But you figured out the formula to do multiple things and do it all well, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Right on.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're hearing my brother DJ Acting Up. He's an amazing brother with a lot of talent. He talked about him DJing, being a barber, also being a tattoo artist and doing them all very successfully, working with some amazing people in the industry. So brother, talk to us a little bit more about some of the tactical things that you do to have all these talents, one, but then being able to operate and do them all at the same time. Talk to us about how you can do that and how you do it successfully.
I'm going to tell you what, man. And I'm ain't no stunting, and I'm gonna keep it 100 right now. All glory be to the higher power above, bro. This is God's work. This ain't my work. I don't know nothing about this. This was planned. But I literally wake up from a dream and manifest it. But this is God's work, bro. Like, so I can't do nothing. So what keeps me humble is that, well, number one, I did literally almost lost my life 2006. So my promise to the higher power above, I've kept it here and I'm keeping my blessings. I wasn't in the wrong in that situation. There's the only reason I'm blessed for it. I didn't go pick on nobody. Shit happened. So, but me almost losing my life to that got me to where I got to go 100. So now I got a 26-year-old son. I got a 19-year-old son. And I got a 5-year-old daughter that's about to be 6, right? So now my daughter changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Because I was wilding in the streets, you know, wilding out. We're not gonna go there. The things people would think is in a movie, like literally almost got lethal injection for it. So it's like I was in a place that I didn't care about nothing. And having kids, but my kids don't know nothing about my street. Like, you feel me? Like, my oldest went to the Army, graduated Army. He goes to the University of Texas right now to be a nurse. My 19-year-old is about to graduate right now. I just signed his Army papers. He's been wanting to go to the military since he was 11. So they don't know nothing about that. They church, he's a youth pastor, all that. You know what I'm saying? So my daughter literally having a little girl literally made me fall back on everything. Like, I canceled even family members. And I got this formula that I call it the triple D's, which is determination, desire, and dedication. So when you go into something, it's just how much you desire to do it, how much you dedicated to doing that, you know, man. And you know, you gotta be determined to get this done. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at everything in life, and I don't care where we at with it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you gotta go 100 for these kids. I gotta leave something behind in case something happens for me. You know what I'm saying? That's where the barbering came in, because I want to open a barbershop, whether they continue it or sell it and split the money, whatever they want to do. But I got three kids that, you know what I mean? I mean, even though they're grown and they're taking care of their own, like my 19-year-old been working for Chick-fil-A since he was 16 years old. So he's, you know what I'm saying? He's been on the grind, bought his own car. We could have bought it for him, me and the mom. But he was like, no, I want to buy my own car. Like, so he bought an Acura TL right from the rep. You know what I'm saying? So I got good kids, and I've changed my life around with this music. And you know what I mean? The music really, 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 really saved my life, because, I mean, I pay my bills. I survive. I mean, I went to car dealerships now. You know, I got badass cars sitting outside. I've been through BMW, Benz, all show cars, winning trophies. I got $40,000 watches. You know what I'm saying? So we here, you know what I mean? And by the way, you know what I mean? I got the whole head tatted up, you know what I mean?
Man, yo, bro, this is an awesome story. You know, I'm a believer as well, and you are living a blessed life, and I appreciate you giving glory to God, because you know that without him, none of this would be possible, brother. And you are an amazing father. That's amazing to hear that you put so much love and dedication to making sure your kids have things that they can carry on forward, and that you take care of them and prepare them so they can take care of themselves. Man, this is a true example of how you work in your purpose and your life becomes fruitful from the things that you put out. So congrats to you on everything. And guess what, bro? This is only the beginning. There's so much more that's going to come to you, that you're going to manifest. You said it comes to your head, and you're able to bring it to life just from a dream. That's exactly what you're here to do. And you're going to be doing some amazing thing. And I like that you pointed out the three D's: determination, desire, and dedication, brother. People that are listening right now, that's a gem that they are not going to forget. That's so powerful. Right. And I think that the things that you're saying right now is going to really help other people walk in their purpose. And I think that, like, by you just sharing and being so open about your story, it's helpful to all people, regardless if they're a DJ or they're doing anything else in other industries. Like, this story is a story that can change lives. And you're doing a wonderful job just being here and telling everyone about it, man.
Thank you.
What are some things that, you know, you're currently focused on now, and how can people help and support you?
So right now I'm focused on strictly branding DJ Acting Up, you know, right now. Selling apparel, DJ Acting Up apparel. I got my logos and all kinds of stuff on there. And that's where I'm focusing now, just branding that, because I'm headed for more movies and television, DJing wise and music wise. I'm in a film called The Origins of Hip Hop, through our eyes, you know what I'm saying? And that's with EA Every Day from Obama EA, Worldwide Philly Uncut Podcast. If you look up on Tubi, Philly Uncut, that's who I'm with, Gilly the King, Wallow, you know, connected with $1 million worth of game and all of that. So I'm headed towards more podcast. I'm on podcast every Friday on Glock Aware Radio. You can download it from your app store from 6 to 8, Worldwide Uncut, Philly Uncut Podcast, Hip Hop on Deck. I'm connected with hip hop since 1987. I'm connected with, you know, Coalition, Hip Hop Weekly, so many things that I'm on, like, connected to. So I'm just focused on running with that. Pretty soon right now, I'm just trying to set it up to where I have financial freedom, where I don't have to go to work no more, and I'm secure with just doing this. But at the same time, this is what happened to me. I was working steady DJing, relying, and I'm making my money, and I'm cutting hair all day in the barbershop. And then this COVID thing happened, shut me down, where I'm not able to get no unemployment. So that's where I headed for the job that's on the book in case something like this happens again. You know, so that's where I keep the job. And it keeps me humble at the same time, because I could be somewhere making $1,200 an hour or a $10,000 check for a couple of hours and come back here and work for $13, $14 an hour on an 8-hour shift, you know, doing some security shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what keeps me humble. And that's why I also keep for my local people out here, because I'm pretty popular out here. And then now, especially shaking and moving with the celebrity status, you know what I'm saying? I'm still in the same hood I grew up in. And this is the kicker for me. People look at me like, oh, what you doing here type stuff. Like, but we regular. My daughter, I live 6 minutes away from my daughter. You understand? So that's my whole thing. I got a house in Louisiana as well. You know, but I could be traveling all across, but my daughter's here and she's young and I'm not, you know, I'm raising that one. So, you know, it's like I'm stuck here, but at the same time, I made it in the same places where they, most of the time you can't, because you get the most hate from the people that you've been around. They can't see you in that light because they're not in that light. So they bring you down, crabs in the barrel around here, you know what I'm saying? So they want to keep you there and they... And so I overcame that adversity here, and I'm here, and I'm still here making the money, and I mingle with the people. I do their little weddings, their little baby showers, you know what I mean? I don't charge them much money because I know they're working, you know what I'm saying? They working, and they might have a fleet of kids. You don't never know, because over here is a mixture of everything, black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese, everything. And I get it with everybody. I don't see color, skin, or race, or none of that. I see humanity. You know what I'm saying? So we all humans, let's just make it together, because you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, I can't call you family if you know where the money at and you can't get to it and you don't put me onto it, like, because I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I am, man.
That's exciting, brother. And one thing we love to talk about here on the My DJ Story podcast is your brand. And you do a tremendous job with your brand. Talk to me about how you got the name DJ Acting Up and what that brand means to you.
Okay, so that's a funny story as well. So I say acting up a lot or not mean. Not mean meaning you know what I mean. Tell you damn story, hood terms, you know what I'm saying? So at the same time, like people can do some dumb stuff, non-common sense stuff, or just some silly stuff. I say that's acting up. Everything is acting up. Like I see somebody, you know, that's my hello, acting up. Or the goodbye, acting up. Or, you know, don't act up, or, you know, you're acting up. Like, it just, like, you do some silly shit, you're acting up, you know what I mean? Good shit happens is acting up. So when I was, or I say, you know what I mean, right after it. So I went to Facebook when I bought the equipment originally, that wedding type equipment, the big speakers and all that. And I went to Facebook and I'm like, yo, you know, I just bought this, you know, just to play around with. I'm not really trying to make no career out of it. I'm just playing around with it. So what should my name be? And I went to Facebook and like a couple hundred people answered. It was between Namin, DJ Namin, or DJ Acting Up. And everybody went with DJ Acting Up. So I became DJ Acting Up, the people's DJ. And once I started being in front of the people, rocking crowds a couple hundred, rocking crowds of five, rocking crowds of a couple thousand, it was DJ Acting Up. And then I went and got a copyright trademark, LLC'd and all of that, you know, and then it was just DJ Acting Up from there. And every time anybody ever see me is Acting Up. And then Acting Up actually, DJ Acting Up, we actually became a household name that kids, like I rock a kid's party or a birthday party, or I rock a party somewhere or an event where they, and then the kids go to their house and they're like, oh, Acting Up, because I got my DJ drop the whole time. When I'm mixing up, it's like, you listening to DJ Acting Up, Coalition DJ Philly, or you DJ Acting Up, the people's DJ, you know, them type of drop. I got a bunch of them. So I'm constantly running it. So you constantly hearing DJ Acting Up. So the kids go back. Now they like the Acting Up, or the parents might even like the way I rock. So they even like, oh, nah, Acting Up, Acting Up. So I became the household name everywhere. Then being with the Coalition, I'm on TVs, movies, all kinds of stuff. So now more people across everywhere is starting to know who DJ Acting Up is. And like, I got big time people calling me to work with me. They want me to DJ their events and stuff like that. So now it's just go ahead. I want to go international with it.
Amazing, brother. You're really doing an awesome job at what you're doing. And I'm glad that we're connected and I want to help and support you in whatever ways I can with the club, the community we're building. Seems like you have a great established community and I look forward to adding value to what you're doing, brother. At this time, I would love for you to, you know, leave any parting advice that you have before we jump into the lightning round to DJs out there that are trying to, you know, get, you know, next level in their journey.
I'm going to tell you like this, straight up, and I'm going to be totally honest, right? This game right here, I'm going to tell you what. Focus on what you have to do as a DJ. Don't worry about what the other DJ is doing, because you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Don't worry about what program they're using. Don't talk about it if they're using virtual DJ or whatever. Because I'm going to tell you what. I went through an experience that when I began my phase and I started knowing what I started doing, and then I started doing that. You lose more gigs doing that. Don't do that. Just focus on what you got to do. Don't worry about if they're talking about you. You want people to talk about you. Even bad publicity is still good publicity because your name is out there. If they're talking about you, you're doing something. So just focus on yourself. Don't worry about what they're saying. Don't worry about what nobody else is using. Don't go out there and badmouth no DJ. Even if they train wreck, they mixes. Whatever they're doing, that's what they're doing. That's what they got going on. There's enough opportunity and money and places to DJ. You don't have to worry about what nobody else is doing. You don't want to go take nobody's gig. You don't want to do nothing. Just, you know what I'm saying? And if somebody puts you onto a gig as well, don't go there taking their clients. That's their gig. You say, contact that person and they'll contact me if you want me. You just ask for me. That's what I got to say. Just focus on what you got to do. Don't talk bad about no other DJs, no matter what's going on. Even if you think you could do a better job, and you guarantee to have blessings upon blessings in this game.
Great advice, brother. Absolutely love it. We're going to jump to the lightning round. You ready?
Ready.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
My DJ setup, I use Serato DJ, and I use controllers right now, but I can DJ on anything right now. I have an SRT-1000. And which is sitting right here next to me, and then I got the Big Papa SZ Pioneer. So I got my SRT-1000. I could put that in the book bag and travel on the plane as an overhead bag. That's just a good come and go. I put my laptop bag in there, and I'm ready to go. My SZ is a little bit bigger. I use that for more like weddings and more money gigs. I have my Technique 1200s that I had upgraded and refurbished. That's hitting on point. I had an S9 Pioneer too. This just depends on what money bracket that you. So that's why I cover at whatever party, because I got little SB controllers that you want a $100-$150 party. I got you with the little SB. You want to pay a little $500-$600? I got you with the SRT. You want to give me like $1,200-$1,800 and up? You know what I mean? I got the SZ. You feel me? You want to go 2 G's and up? I got the turntables and the S9, man. Because just the mixer alone cost me $1,800. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on what type of gear you got going on. You know what I mean? What type of budget you want? I'm not going to deny you. I know what to bring out. Am I going to bring out the whole bass bottom, the concert series, or you want just a little, you know what I mean, one top speaker and we out, you know what I mean? So it just depends. Like I said, I'll throw a party if you got some new shoelaces or you got a concert, whatever you want to do.
Who's your favorite DJ?
So right now, my favorite DJ is DJ Alamo, man. You know what I'm saying? DJ Alamo, enough respect. That's one thing to be able to DJ and DJ well. But it's what you're doing outside of DJing that I need respect. And this man, not only is he the president and CEO of Coalition Philly Chapter, but this man makes sure that everybody on the team and anybody's around him going to eat and they're going to be all right. So that for me, and not just on the team, that's just anybody that comes across him in life, he's going to make sure everybody's all right. You got an issue. He's trying to be a blessing to your life instead of, you know what I mean? So for me, outside of DJing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes him my favorite DJ, you know what I'm saying? Not only can he kill it, he's international, he can kill any type of event, you know what I'm saying? But I learned a lot from watching him and being around him as well, man. Even just being around him got me to where I'm at today. Because, yeah, like, I didn't know. I was DJing here and there. You know, yeah, I was doing beach bars in Atlantic City, but I was only local in Atlantic City at that point. So I came to him, and I'm living a dream right now. You know what I'm saying? We 3 years in, and anytime he got a gig, he'll hit me up like, yo, give it to Acting Up. And then I don't care who it is, 50 Cent, whoever. And he gives it to me, and or hour to do, or some volunteer work at a barbershop or a salon, like do some volunteer shit, because I do volunteer shit too, you know? Keeps me humble, man.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and why?
I'm gonna have to say right now, I mean, there's a lot of parties that I had a favorite time, man. And there's a lot of parties that I forgot about that I had a favorite time, because I went through different stages of my life. There's a party time that I was wilding out, doing a bunch of drugs, you know, party drugs, e-pills, and all of that. And so, you know, we had that time of life doing that. And then I got my sober life, you know what I'm saying, where I'm sober now, and it's like I see things differently. So it's just like, it's hard to pinpoint right now. But recently, what I'm going through right now is I can only say what I'm going through right now, because I'm more focused in a sober living, you know what I'm saying, a clean life. So right now, I don't know if you guys know anybody about Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast, but that's Gilly the King and Wallo. Right now, Gilly the King, his kids Mac and Cheese are out. They got songs called Ignore and Pesos out right now that you can look up. And right now I'm touring with them, and we're just out everywhere, just having the time of our lives, just, you know, throwing bands and pumping bands, you know, chilling in the music and in the videos. And, you know, so right now I just Friday, I just shot out. We just went to a club out here in Jersey and did the video shoot on the stages and all that with them. And then from there, I just went and did the Trap Beckham, Little Booties Matter, you know, birthday, you know, one time for the birthday. I just did him right after that in Philly. And then the day before that, I just did Freeway. So right now I'm on the run. And like right now, like I said, I'm about to go down to Atlanta right now. So who knows if that could be the next biggest. So every day I'm increasing. I got yacht parties that I'm DJing, you know. So it's like, who knows, bro? I'm on it right now. It's just a whole dream. It's a whole blur, because it's just happening every day. Like, right now, I'm here right now. I got an event tonight in Philadelphia that I got to go to. From that, I go to my regular job, you know, till like 7, 8 in the morning. And then from there, I'm out to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I'm about to go get up with Ludacris at Studios, Stankonia Records. You know, that's where Coalition DJs, we have our new music Mondays over there. Philly has ours on Sundays. That's the background drop that I have, because we're here for the artists and help the artists, and that's what we do.
Who's the most interesting person you've met throughout your career as a DJ?
Ooh, man, that's hard. That's really hard, because I met some of my idols and I actually spin with them, and like, there's so many people that I know that are like so interesting. They got stories like mine, and like, it's just crazy how like a lot of people that I know overcame adversity with this music, and like been through a struggle, like in prison times, and come home and have nothing. So that to me is more. But I mean, if you're talking DJ wise, I gotta go with my team, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna go ahead and say Alamo Gang. And we got DJ Wax Spinner out of Philadelphia. That boy, he crazy. But I've also had like DJ Too Tough from the Tough Crew. You know what I'm saying? From back then, I'm like, these are people that I chill with on daily. Jazzy Jeff, I done spun with him. You know what I mean? Like anybody you can think of, Cash Money. I done all your old school classic people that have been in the game for 30 years. They paved the way. That you see them on TV, on DMC challenges and all of that, I actually be with them. So it's like, I can't just say one name. You know what I mean? because they're all awesome to me, man. And I've been with some legendary people, and I've been with some people that didn't start and now in the game that I appreciate, because you're going to learn from everybody. You don't know everything. So I just can't pinpoint one, man.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Well, actually, there's different apps in different places that you got to go to in order to stream, because Facebook, yes, Instagram, everybody would love to be able to DJ on these sites, but they don't want to pay for the ASCAP and stuff like that. So they cutting your streams off. So if you're just looking to DJ there and think you're going to do something there, I say get off of that, because this other app, I'm DJing every day on this other app. I choose what I want. I get paid for it. And I'm talking about, you can make from $640 a month to $24,000 a month just DJing on the stream. So you got to go out and look for it, for what you're looking for. If you're just looking for Facebook, you don't get paid off Facebook, and you don't get paid off of Instagram. You can build your little fans here and there off of it, depending on what you play, but depending on what you play, you're going to get cut off regardless of the fact they don't want you DJing on there. So if you're looking to stream on there, just get over it, look for other apps. I mean, I got my email in the club app. If you want to go download the club app and join the club app and look up my information, look up the DJ Acting Up. I am on club app. We can connect outside of here. I can put you on to some apps that are doing that, getting you paid and doing what you got to do, man. And you can have full-blown concerts out on these apps and get paid for it. And so it just depends. There's a lot of different ways of streaming. So it depends on what you want for ad streaming.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Right, definitely. You know, you got DJ Alamo. You got my boy, DJ Big J. Shout out to Big J. He's part of the team. He was on the club app. You know what I mean? Then everybody on my team. You got DJ Smoke. You got DJ West Will. DJ Ismatic. DJ No Frills. You got 17 different DJs on my team. 15 different DJs on my team alone. They got extraordinary stories, because this is not something that you could get hired for. This is something you get chosen for at everybody. I didn't go over here and fill out an application to become this. They watched my run, they watched what I was doing, and they chose me to be part of the team. So you select it very carefully. Even though you get chosen, you still got to go on a 3-4 month probation period. So everybody on my team is just, you know, anybody. Like, you got DJ Ty C out of the International DJ Cafe. You got Big J, that is the president of the International DJ Cafe. Everybody has stories like mine that I come across, and they've been in the game forever in the Philadelphia area and New Jersey area, and they're just international, and it, you know, changed from the street life to, you know, here with it. Like, you know what I mean? But I ain't got to worry about watching my back. The only thing we got to worry about nowadays is some sucker shit, like, you know, somebody breaking in your vehicle, taking your stuff and stuff like that nowadays. Which is, you know, can't stop stuff like that nowadays, even though we wish we could.
Yeah, man, definitely appreciate that. And we look forward to hearing their stories. And any DJ who wants to be on the show, you can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
All right, so you're going to find me more online on the IG, posting on Instagram, DJ Acting Up without the G. Once you punch in the DJ Act, you know, I'm the first person that's going to pop up. I'm also a barber, so I got my barber page alone on there too. It's going to pop up as well, because it's Barber Hero, DJ Act, and that's connected. So both of them will pop up. That's me. I'm the first one that's going to pop up. You're going to see my picture anyway. I post on there everything I'm doing. May 31st, I got a booze cruise on the yacht here in Atlantic City at a Garden Basin. Atlanta, I'm down there. Philly tonight. Next month, we got our coalition anniversary, 3-year anniversary for coalition coming up. We're going to have people like Erica Banks out, a couple celebrities out in the building, and people could come perform. We had people all over, come all walks of life performing and stuff like that. So I'm just all over. Just really lock into my DJ Acting Up page to find out everything. Then you can go through there and see everything, because everything I talk about is right there, so you can see the proof is in the pudding. And you like, I think you'd be very, very, very impressed.
Awesome, man. This has been an amazing interview. I learned a lot, and I was really just appreciative of your entire story. Thank you for being so open and sharing so much great advice for everyone. Please, everyone, check out my brother DJ Acting Up. He's really killing it in all facets of business, from DJing to barber to tattooing to just everything, all around amazing brother. And I appreciate you and everything you're doing. And thank you for spending time with us today, man.
Man, thank you for having me on this on the club app. Thank you for reaching out to me. DJs, I recommend reaching out, man. Very respectful brother, and make you feel comfortable. The interview off the hook. He really has his lineup and he's really prepared for this. So, and the club app was amazing, actually, for DJs as well, man. Get on the community, man, and make it work for you, because networking is the key to everything. Your network is your net worth. You heard?
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no doubt.